TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It's your man Brooklyn Black, and we are back another season of Creep Game Radio. Thank you for rocking out. 347-857-4302. We got one hell of a show for you guys today. We got Big Moses coming in a little bit to talk about his process and everything he's doing. And for those who don't know him, you get to know him tonight. Also, we got, you know, we got the entertainment recap lady still. She's definitely in the building. We got our little fitness corner going on with Jada Tech Guy. And we just want to be, you know, really talking stuff, but you know how we get there. 347-857-4302. The throwbacks, and we'll be right back.
I work off construction teams to act with rain, flipping mixtapes. Conditions feeding me great, keep my mind safe. Big copper flow is lethal. That weed make my ass wanna kill more people. Fuck the game, do the game in the rain. My niggas up the bar, drop top Jaguars. Drop on you when you step in the car. That's a superstar status apparatus. More wins to catch it. Seize roll the hat in the pocket with the nine. vibes. Roll up the whole dime as my seats recline. I want the presidential rolling. So I crush them seeds of guacamole, making Robin scream, holy moly. Big Papa, fuck a tape, I'm that paper crusader. Playing Sega in the wide body blazer.
I got dice with a piece and drink jack with a passer. So I see myself and I know my own Lord and Master. When your ass is born, it's all on the lone. And when it's time to die, you'll be all alone. So open up your mind, ball up your knuckle bone, and start taking care of your own, nigga. Everybody's human with the nature of a sinner. So I look inside myself to gather strength from the inner. I got to fight back against the powers that be, cause the powers that be trying to fight me. Standing at the crossroads, but I wasn't by myself. Some take the right and some take the left. But lo and behold, what do I see? In the distance, some resistance.
Fuck the best, niggas better start putting no helmets. I roam the streets where there's no peace, relax. Folks coming in attack, bullets coming from gas. So I duck, lyrical fuck, fuck, get stuck. I'm jamming like truckers for all you motherfuckers that cross the ruckus. Then I fix a few stitches, but I bust my style rock like you bitches. I throw it high punches, spit the flame like you came, burning your membranes when the wind came. Mad explicit with flipping my scriptures. Leaving your mic bony like that sound of the clip bit. All your niggas up my balls one time while I unwind. I'm busting your ass counterclockwise. I get dumb, but dumber while your vision blurred for all the news.
Hey, yo, mayday, mayday, raise the white flag, let the pants sag, fuck the drag.
I'ma pump the whole bag,
the low down and the low key. The OG niggas know me, so take it easy, let's
get it. It ain't surprising, these motherfuckers still hating. They must don't know, I ain't that nigga to be played with. It's been stated way back in 88 that a nigga like Mike was dumped the head of a snake. And I quake with felt when my feet hit the ground and face to face when my heat made a sound. Now I'm your non-believer gonna fall when my niggas make the fucking final call.
We say no sunshine, ain't no sunshine. It's like yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like that.
Don't you dare give me no type of argument. All these devils are mad because we be the most dominant. Hey, hit you with fatness, represent my blackness. Run up on devils like a savage in pursuit of happiness. You best believe every time we come hard. The undisputed truth is that the black man is God. Now every time I turn around, my people start subtracting. Then cause this shit, and they wonder why we start overreacting. Hey, 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 you can pick and choose this. Right before you do this, I'ma hit you with my music. I'm writing up shit, sizzling like cyanide. Watch me go inside, please give me food. Step aside, ha! Those who commit the ultimate crime. Bitches run around like snitches, out there dropping dimes. Get your shit torn from out my hammer. Your survivalists represent the next blast hammer.
I stepped in the jam with the guard on my side, and the guard ST is still waiting in the ride. So I step to the DJ and tell the DJ you'll throw the wax on. How many MCs must get this?
Putting your shit to the pavement and I'm meeting the gays. Living in the land of the right crack day. Got a place amazing, never been taken by all my deadly sister brothers. Rugged, never to take the lobster. Put them all in the coffin, you're killing your body. Better round,
deliver the psychopath. Hold on with the book in the blast. I'm taking my chance, did you get severe on my floor? Don't put me the rest of the blast. So if you're thinking that you need the best, be back at your switch of being. Not gonna make the brand. Cause when you get there with the players, they've only fucked what's fucking. They want to stand. They need to think of this, they try to get to the single, they win. It's death match, pain.
Put a bit of a
elegant, I got you. Hard enough that I could chew a whole back of rye. To an avenue, to an off seat, an off block. To turn around and do the same damn thing to a solo. Cut Reggie Noble's head, I crushed the whole brain frame. Cause you couldn't maintain the funk to have it rap style for lunch, y'all. Cause 92, I take a whole crew. Give them a put to the book, not all of that gold tooth new. I show you what type of stuff I'm on, you can't puff or sip it. Because I was born with it. The Bocadillic devil hits you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, you pin. I get action, so everybody jump with your rope. If you like the way the sound, pump, pump it in your back. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot, some say I got more juice than Tupac.
Straight out of Jersey.
You heard me, my brother, I'm laughing. Time for some rap, yeah. From the land of the lost, I'ma hit you with the funk force that make you run your back now. Back to the track now, brother. This strike the pose like Madonna. My mom kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk, chalk up a trunk of funk in your skull cap. Cause my jaw cats with the raw rap. They're telling me bad, plus telling me black. The funk that I pack, kick it to the funk track.
The funk keeps fly stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the funk keeps fly stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1, 1, 2. Check my rap on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist to the mist, cause a funky brain sound when it's puffed on the slip, and all that, the hi-hat, go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at, see on the floor, kick them up, while I pour, look, funk on your brain, funk, listen to my name,
red man, ready to rock,
I got a Glock, then pow, your body is all over the block, trying to step to this, the ecstasy's ticket, I get mad with it when twist cock the biscuit and blow your head off, just for asking, who's the one rapping, who pow, for the napkin.
Not going for the okie doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house. In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb. I gotta show them.
Busted a street nut. They don't give a fuck 'cause they street struck. You better listen to L. Rhymes. alone. But it's crazy all dead in other words, spookies. And people calling me like the crack before the boogies. It ain't a dumb joke, listen to the show, folks, where I'm from. You can choke from the gun smoke. Stay off the corner, that might be your best plan. Before you catch a bullet that was meant for the next man. Or end up with a deep cut. Or relaxing on a hospital bed for being street struck.
What's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on Pregame Radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up. The Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We go animal people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on Pregame Radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here it go, Pregame Radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man. And let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, what's going on, people? We are back. It's Pregame Radio. You know, we had a nice little vacation, you know, some nice, you know, a little bit of time off. But, you know, we're back in. We're here to bring you some of the freshest and newest talent, you know, and still hang out with the throwbacks. Like, I bet most of you people can't name everybody that was on that first track, though. You know what I'm saying? But, Ed, what's good?
Yo, homie. What's popping?
What's going down?
It's raining really hard right now, and apparently it's supposed to get a little bit worse. Say it again. Hello? Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. Now I can hear you, yo. This phone is jacked up. Anyway, yeah, so now they're saying it's going to be like this till Sunday and shit. So,
all right.
We're going to see
what's
happens.
Going on.
What's up? What you guys? I just came from outside.
What's up,
Phil? I'm in the park. I'm completely drenched.
You ain't have your boots on?
What?
You ain't have your rain boots on?
I don't do boots. They're annoying.
That's why
you got wet socks right now.
No, it wouldn't even have mattered. It's been raining consistently like this all day for hours. It doesn't matter. Everybody, your pants is going to get wet anyway because the wind is blowing the water and shit, and your umbrella don't cover the waist down, you know? So it didn't matter. You're going to get wet regardless.
Jay Detective, what's good, man?
I'm in the building.
Yo,
good,
what's up,
y'all?
Jay, the tech guy?
I'm good. Unlike the rest of y'all, I managed to stay dry today because I did not leave the house.
Shit, nah, it wasn't dry. Shit, I was wet, too. I've been on that shit all day, downtown, uptown, midtown. So,
yeah, and
shit.
I did that shit in a suit.
That shit turned shrunk. Anyway, what's up, son?
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a good show today. We got Big Moses coming through a little bit later. Actually, in about, like, 10 minutes, he should come through. We got new music from the homie Sparrow, this new joint he just dropped. And also, he's putting together the Music We Trust Summer Series. So you definitely want to tune in, hear more about that if he gets on the check-in tonight. But, you know, like I said, we got a good show. You know, we got segments. You know, we got the guest, and hopefully he brings it because, you know, no lie, the last couple of people that were supposed to come through the pregame, you know what I'm saying, didn't do the job. So, you know,
it is what it is, son. We gonna let
is.
Bygones be bygones, son.
You know what I'm saying? It happened. You know what I mean? So now I'm just hoping that, you know, Big Moses come through and it's a and it's sort of like a redemption, you know, like a do-over. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel as this season goes, the summer starts, you know, you're going to be doing it because we got most of June already filled up. We got Vegas Black coming back in a couple of weeks. I know, Abby, you remember her.
That's right. Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she's coming back because she got a new project dropping, you know, and pretty soon, Lady Steel, the movie she's working on, Blame It On The Hustle, goes into production and they start filming and all that, starring DMX, Mekhi Phife, and a whole bunch of other actors.
Oh, shit, DMX, that's my nigga.
You know.
So we're going to have one of his artists on tonight.
Okay, so Big Moses is one of DMX's artists, so this nigga better be nice. So, you know, and also we got this, that guy, he's about to launch his whole fitness gig, the Alpha Male company, you know, so that's a big step.
I was wondering about that. How did the tech guy come fit in the world?
Well, he still does the tech shit, you know, he's just going to be a visual nigga pitching your shit. You know, that's all it is. And he wants to motivate people to do that by
if you think about it,
shakes.
Hey, Brooklyn, let me interrupt for 1 second. If you think about it, the human body is the most complex machine that there is.
Ah, here we go. I will concur. I will concur. I will agree with that. This fine machinery that is our human body, or is that not your turn yet?
Also, I couldn't hear
that.
Wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah, I'm trying to see what she said because I'm at a loss right now.
I didn't quite catch that either.
I think she forgot what she said just now. But,
listen, the weather is making a lot of the connections very struggling right now.
Okay, so can you tell us what you said prior to that?
I said if the tech guy was going to school us on the fine machinery of the human body or if we had to wait later for that.
Well, he's going to break stuff down a little bit later in the show.
Well, why he can't do it now?
That's his choice.
Oh, okay. Pardon me. I know
hey.
It was, you know, motherfuckers had options. Pardon me. All right, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's kick
you
it
know,
off
got,
then. Let's
got,
kick off the premiere of the station because we sound like we're chatting amongst friends. Let's introduce
you know
ourselves
you know,
and let everybody
let's
know.
This new joint. Let's get into this new joint from the homie Sparrow. This one's called Burn Off. This, like I said, I mean, no, not Burn Off. Pardon me. This one is called Pregnant.
It's called what? Pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's different.
All right. So this is a new joint from the homie Sparrow. And we'll be right back. Pre-game radio.
All right. Let's get started. You may learn something.
Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Because I fuck the world. So, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas want to know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. You want to know the truth?
What?
Niggas want to know what I do.
Well,
for 36 weeks, I fuck the world. So anytime now they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. But when I go in labor, give birth in the club, only my niggas stand in the room. I had singles, that's fine with me. Cause I grind hard, turn them to a mom to be. Boy, I shine hard and go in a little harder. So when we pop bottles, it's just a baby shower. I'm the boy that these broads got them hanging on a life like a miracle card. Your boyfriend looking, your boyfriend watching. Don't get a whole C-section cut. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant.
pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Me leaving. Cause when I get to grinding, yeah, I get to wanting. I never say so much from it. I'm like, Siri. Never speak first like name tag. Never leave work. I'm first aid. Whenever we hurt and I use my head. Never breach birth. No water breaks. What you heard is wrong. The word money. Yeah, and my word is born. I gotta name it. How else would I claim it? Maybe Abe Lincoln. Maybe Ben Franklin. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause it's 36 weeks when I fuck the world.
Yeah, we're back. Free Game Radio. That was brand new control, pregnant. Let's get to the panel. Jay Sekar, what you think about it? Sekar.
To be honest with you, it was a little short. Like, it was over before I knew it. I didn't even realize the track was ending. It just flew right by.
What you think?
I agree. I mean, it sounds a bit repetitive. I honestly didn't really hear what it was being said, so I don't know. Not really my cup of tea.
Your thoughts on it?
I thought that shit was hilarious. I see people. I actually see people really dance, making a dance off of this shit. Because it's one of them stupid, silly songs that is not really saying nothing, but the beat is kind of catchy, and it's just saying the same thing over, and so it's in your head. And the fact that the name of the song is Pregnant is making you like, oh, shit, anyway, what this nigga's talking about, even if it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm telling you, it's going to be in my head for a little while tonight. No. Real talk. You know what? Some of the shit was kind of like you couldn't understand what was being said. But for the most part, yeah, you know what? I'd play that shit on a ladies' night. I sure a motherfucking would. I'd play it.
Right,
that shit in the queue, nigga.
let's get to these phone lines. Last four digits, 8633. What's good? You're live on Free Game Radio. What is? A633, you're live on air.
Yo,
what's good?
What's poppin' with it, man? You already know it's Big Moses in the building, man. What's happening?
Hi, Moses, you talking on me?
Man, you know me, small fat to a giant man out here, you know what I'm saying? Getting the grind on, man, you know what I'm saying? Staying 100, sucker free every day.
All right. So, let the people know, man. Introduce yourself. Let them know who you are, where you coming from, man.
Man, this is Big Moses, man. I come from Phoenix, Arizona. The motherfucking president, the mayor, the motherfucking rhyme slayer of Arizona. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down for the zip. You know what I'm saying? Off top, man. First nigga signed the bloodline in a long time. DMX record label. Vacant lot. Dame Grease representing. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. We doing it big. Ain't nobody fucking with it. It's going down. Bigger threat. Holler. What's happening, man? We doing it real big around here, man. What's going on with it, man? You know what I'm saying? We represent that bloodline. We represent that, you know what I'm saying, that Max Pre, Max B, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll represent that South Puss ass shit.
Welcome to Pregame. You know, that's what's up. So, you know, like, how long you been rapping, man, especially in Arizona? You know, how's that scene? You know, what was the big thing out there? Who were some of those hometown legends, or where did you guys gain your influence from to start rapping?
Man, if you really fuck with the Arizona crowd, you know what I'm saying? There's like a lot of restables out there in the town. You know what I'm saying? There's Mike Mills, there's Mac 5 RP, motherfucking Black G. There's a lot of homies that passed away for what we was doing, and there's a lot of people that's doing shit like Hannibal, like Freeze TV, Nightbreed Beats. Like, there's a lot of people out there that's really doing their thing, man, and we don't get the right proper look because everybody want to come to Arizona. When they come to Arizona, they ask for one thing, and it's not rap. You feel me? So it's like everybody want to hustle. So it's like if we all do the damn thing, it's all good. Everybody's doing the damn thing, but at the same time, it's like when we get this rap shit off the ground, it's like, it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not really getting the proper look that we deserve, but everybody come out here getting the proper look that they want. You feel what I'm saying? And
gotcha.
Gangster way. You feel what I'm saying? You got to keep the gangster the whole time around the board. Like, you know? Like, all these niggas faking, man. I'm not going to fake them. I'll show you what the fuck this shit do. Street nigga shit. But everybody can go that route, but it's not really that route. It's like, make quality good music and let's do it big.
Got you. So, who did you listen to as you came up, as you started writing your shit?
First off, it was Tupac, DMX, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Ice Cube, Too Short, E-40. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a ground, and then I'm a Spice One, Brother Lynch, SIBO type nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with all the whole shit. Like, I don't just fuck with certain little situations, man. I fucks with the real, real, real. It gotta be real. If it ain't real, I ain't fucking with it. Flat out. I don't give a fuck. If you don't like me, fuck you too. We can handle this shit in the street.
Real. All right, so what you working on now? What's the new project?
I had the Music to My 2 coming out, but we just pulled that back because we got like 140 songs, me and Dame Gang, Dame Grease, Goon Boss, you know what I'm saying, Faking Lots, the nigga that started all the shit, Free Max B, Bigger, what's happening, you know what I'm saying, like all these niggas that's not doing the protocol that they're supposed to be doing, man. I'm doing that, man. I'm trying to represent what the wave is, man. And this is what the fuck we're doing from the West Coast. I'm Southwest, Phoenix, Arizona. These niggas not fucking with me. And anybody say something disrespectful, nigga, I'm smacking niggas, man. It's real life around here, man. Like, I live real life. I don't live fairy tale life. I can show a nigga what I show. I can show a nigga what I say. I can walk how I walk, and I can talk how I talk, because I show that shit. These niggas out here, old petty-ass niggas, man, I don't do no skinny jeans. I don't do none of that lightweight gay shit. We just keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't got nothing against gay people. It's all good. Y'all do y'all. But at the same time, I don't do none of that, man. We keep your gangs on minds, nigga. It's Big Five gangs on minds, man. And I go hard from the paint. Straight like that, man. I know Blood, Crip, Gangsters, Disciples, Folks, GDs, all the niggas, man. Like, you niggas act like y'all don't come to Arizona to get your motherfucking mind right. Everybody know what Arizona's about.
All right.
And I'm that.
All right, don't mean to cut you off, but let's get into one of these tracks here. And also, I got to give a shout-out to SoFresh2150. They're in the chat room, straight up bigging you up, homie. Like I said, shout out SoFresh2150. But tell us about this Toilet Paper Man joint.
Oh, man, you know, toilet paper man joint came with my, man, free my nigga Carolina, man. He, you know what I'm saying? He going through a situation right now. Free my nigga Carolina, you know what I'm saying, on everything. That's why I tell you, it's real nigga shit. And my nigga Magna Mike, you know what I'm saying, my nigga Dame Dame, he did the beat, damn, made it pop off. You know, it was just something that we just did, and everybody started catching wind, too. So we was like, fuck it, we shitting on you niggas. We've been shitting on niggas for a long time, but it's like, it's hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch-ass niggas is hard.
I got a piss, man.
Come on, man. So that's what it is. You got to get into this track right now. Big Moses, toilet paper man. Oh, burn about this well-long gang in the building. We'll be right back.
Kidding on you niggas, bring the toilet paper. Do we got the pain? Do we got the pain? Do we got the pain?
Bitch.
are back in the building. Pre-game radio, of course, that's how we do. We got, we just played Big Moses joint. Shout out to our sponsors, Amda.com. Woo! Yo, that joint there was some serious, yo. Big Moses, I want to be in the video. Yeah, I was straight up filling the track, but let's go. Ed, what you think about that track?
Yo, that shit was ridiculous. You hear me? The way, yo, you could hear, I could hear those influences that you said, talking about Biggie, Pop, Jay-Z, Nas. I could hear those influences, but you sound totally like you. It's your own, it's you. You know what I mean? But I could hear those influences. Oh, man, that shit was just ridiculous. Black gonna have to play that shit again before the night is over. And I don't know how many tracks you sent him, but it's going to be hard to come behind this.
You know what? We got to go into another one after I find out what Jay Tech guy thinks of this.
All right, that track was hard. Like, when I hear that, I can hear that, like, he really feels his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really mean what he's saying. Like... He basically, like, you could tell that he feel he lived that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it comes across in his music and the way he delivers it. But he's not just telling you a story; he's telling you about how it is.
All right. Still.
Well, you know, I already like it. I mean, I've already had some time to bond with the track for a minute. That's kind of my jam. It's a very hype and amp track, and he's really aggressive with his lyrics. And the way that he flows. I definitely like it.
All right. Hit the phone line, 0840.
Hello?
Yeah, 0840, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Black, it's Marjorie.
Hello, what's going on?
Nothing, what's going on? I wanted to make a comment on the previous. I didn't like it at all. I didn't know when it started, when it ended, what was the purpose. All I heard was my pockets getting pregnant the entire time. It was corny as hell. Moses, yes, I like. I'm sorry for being a Simon Cowell. But it was, like, I don't listen to that. I would never listen to anything like that. I would never throw it on. I would never support or promote that because I didn't understand it. But Moses, yeah, I like. And I agree with Ev, I think it was. We should play that again in a clearer service so that way I can hear the lyrics clearer. I'm just...
It
was cool.
Huh? You need to move around somewhere.
No, my service is good. It's just... It was, you know, I was hearing that little scratchy, but it was cool.
You
I like it. I am by the window. I am.
Open the window.
No, it's already
and
open.
You should be good.
No, nah, but it was good. It was cool. I would listen to that.
5-7-4-3-0-2. Big Moses will be back in a sec. We got some more stuff, you know, coming up. And
I
you know what? Huh?
Oh, okay, I'm still on. I didn't know how to turn me off.
We turn you off.
See, there it is. Got it. See, I fixed it. Yeah. Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone in the chat room who's here holding it down. And if you guys aren't in the chat room and you're listening online, just scroll down to the bottom of your screen. Give yourself a cool little username or whatever. Or just stay a guest and, you know, post your comments there. I will read them on air as I see them. So, you know, you will be heard. Shout out to everyone that's listening from wherever you're at, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Florida, Texas. I see you guys. I appreciate the love and support. Oh, 404, what's that? I think that's Georgia, so shout out to Georgia in the building.
We got the dirty in the building.
Yeah, we got the dirty in the building, you know. You know, it's crazy, you know. You know what? I'm going to play it again. Close with the damn Big Moses, pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Kidding on you niggas, bring the toilet paper man.
Do we got the fame? Do we got the fame? Do we got the fame? Do we got the fame?
Anyway, how you guys doing tonight,
pregame?
Hello?
We are good.
Yeah, what's up? Just got on mute.
I mean, well, this week has been a big one in entertainment. Of course, I think leading the headwaves this week, we have Paris Jackson's suicide attempt and Dr. Conrad Michael Murray reaching out to try to give her words of comfort. She would want to hear that. What do you guys think about that? I think that's kind of creepy. I think he has a lot of balls, actually.
Yo, I think he just has a lot of balls to just reach out to anybody right now. Like, you know, he should just quietly sit somewhere, do his time, get the fuck out, and then leave the country or some shit.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how he got her number, how he was able to be in contact with her in the first place. I mean, it's been a couple of years, and why would he have a number to be able to reach her? Who would do that? Who would give him that type of information? And for what reason would he need to be in contact with Michael's kid? For what? All
right. Hold on. You got Big Moses back in the building. Yo. Yo, we got you. Yo, you should have heard Everybody Is Loving Toilet Paper Man, yo.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the bathroom trying to slide off in the club. I'm in the bathroom trying to slide off in the club and get a fucking interview going. This fucking faggot ass nigga, no disrespect to nobody gay, but this faggot ass nigga come through like, can I use the restroom? I'm like, yeah, go to use the restroom. I'm going to pass you through. You know, you can use the restroom. This nigga walks outside in the bar like, nigga, this nigga want me to use the restroom. I thought I was going to kill something. The security room, they threw me out. They told me to get the fuck out of there and all that. I told the motherfucker, hey, man, listen here, man. I'm about to kill something around here, man. Y'all niggas keep fucking with a gangster. I don't know what you niggas get this shit from. He's talking about, you can't say that shit around here. I said, say what? You say you can't say faggot. I said, I can say faggot all I want because I ain't got nothing against nobody gay. But I can say faggot all I want because he's trying to get faggot on me. Fuck that bitch ass nigga. They need to kick me out and all types of shit. I told security they can fight me and all types. Them niggas pussy anyway. Nigga, I shot one of them niggas in the mouth, nigga, and them niggas was going to say that again. Hey, man, I didn't want to hang up, my nigga. I didn't want it to be real. Like, hold the fuck up. I'm on the fucking phone with an interview. You niggas, I was some gay shit. This nigga trying to do, I thought.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You picked the pregame award. You win.
Wow.
But we ran into Toilet Paper Man back twice.
No, we lost him again. Hopefully he ain't do nothing crazy, man.
all right, look, let's still finish.
Her joy.
Conference, Marie.
No, because I don't want to ruin the momentum. I want to hear his next track so we could. As a matter of fact, no, we all agreed that we like Toilet Paper Man, so. Ab, I think you should tell him what you were saying about hearing the influences and stuff like that.
About my who?
About how you can hear his influences and his music.
Is he on the line?
No.
He's not on the line still. He got disconnected again.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully he ain't going to fight and shit. You know, hopefully he's dead.
This feels like half of a radio show and half of an of Law and Order on top of a game of Clue. But we're going to keep the entertainment report going on.
Yes.
We have Mr. Marcus was sentenced to jail for 30 days for exposing himself. What did he do? He had syphilis and basically lied about it and wanted to continue filming. I think he had to take test results as well.
You know,
I think 30 days is way too short, in my opinion.
In all reality, if syphilis is left untreated, you could actually die from that. If you want to go to the left, to the extreme, how many women did he infect?
Two.
Two? That's two counts of attempted murder. Okay.
That's just fucking disgusting. You know, I can't, there's nothing worse than a dirty dick. You know, it's on a level with a dirty, no, a dirty puss is worse. But a dirty dick, no, come on, man. You can't, you, nah, some shit. You knew you was fucked up. There's no way you didn't know that you was, that's impossible. You knew something was wrong.
You know, I remember when the actual, you know, saga was going on, it was some white porn star on Twitter that basically, like, leaked the information that he was burning, and he tried to, like, deny it, and I guess it got to the powers that may be, and he had no choice but to admit it. So I think he should live way more than 3 days. And what? What do you get, like, 36 months probation, 15 community service? Like, piece of cake.
I think he should serve a minimum of 1 year for each one of them. Seriously, because the thing about syphilis, see, this is a thing too, about when women unfortunately contract these venereal diseases. See, with you guys, you get some pussy shit coming out your thing, or, you know, it look rashy or whatever. But with women, sometimes the damage is internal. It can't be seen. You don't know things until, you know, something goes wrong and horribly wrong, and by that time the damage is done. So, I mean, what he did, I mean, who knows how, you know, how bad it was, how far along it got before it was caught. I mean, that's just crazy. That's crazy, and 30 days, that's bullshit. That's a slap on the wrist. That's a slap on the wrist, you know? Even though, on the flip side of that, if you want to be cynical, I mean, you're a chick, and you having sex with a dude for money for a show. You performing, so that's the risk.
That's the risk.
We'll get back to the audience. People online, they're asking for more Big Moses. And, you know, we got to give the people what they want. We got Big Moses back in the building.
Yeah, not playing, man.
Moses, you there?
This shit is hilarious. I can only do it in New York. I love this shit. It's like, for real, I can't even get gangster because they got so bitchy. It was like 18. It was like 5 big 6'7" niggas like, I'm not touching you. It's like, nigga, if you touch me, I swear to God, I'm going to fuck you niggas up. I'm a gangster, and I just keep a gangster. I don't give a fuck how big you is, how tall you is. And then you not, before I hung up, I thought you niggas sent in a gay nigga. I thought you niggas sent the gay dude at me. So I'm like, did you niggas send the gay dude at me? So it's like a setup to see what the fuck is going on. Like, what the fuck? Like, on my mama, on everything I stand for, all bullshit a lot, all bullshit aside, I have nothing against gay people. I fucking do music. I fucking love everybody, man. But this motherfucker walked in the bathroom while I was on the phone with y'all, asked me to use the restroom. I said, go ahead. And he was like, he just flipped out. He walked outside and was like, he want me to piss in front of him. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, this motherfucker is crazy. And I just went crazy. I was just like, fuck all your security. Fuck everybody around that. Nigga, if you think I'm some gay nigga, then I'm going to show you outside. Let me whoop you outside, you bitch-ass motherfucking coward-ass nigga. I'm from the west side, nigga. We don't play that gay shit at all. It's not a fucking ounce. It's not an ounce of my blood that play that gay shit, nigga. So if you're gay and you like to do that and all that, that's cool. Do what the fuck you gonna do. But I'm telling you, me personally, you don't go outside. Them niggas saved that nigga, and the security was such bitch. What the fuck the club was called? It was called Frank's. Fuck that, nigga. This nigga don't want to tell the truth. Fuck that. This shit was called Frank's Lounge, and Frank's Lounge is gay as fuck. Don't ever go there unless you,
you fruity as fuck, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I don't care. I got a car. I'm going with the gay shit. And don't catch me. I'm going with the gay shit. Just keep it 100. Say, nigga, this is the a special club or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't catch me off guard and then come in the bathroom and act like you. I want to see. He talking about he want to see me piss. I ain't pissing in front of you. You want to see my. This nigga was goddamn. He had so much sugar. Boy. I thought that nigga was on motherfucking Harlem Nights.
Wow.
I ain't even mad at it because I can only laugh at it right now because I was ready to go to jail a minute ago, and then I was thinking to myself, like, I really don't want to really fuck with New York jail because it's probably more fucked up than Arizona jail, even though we in stripes and shit. But I think that shit is so fucked up.
And it's the weekend, so you wouldn't see the judge till Monday.
And then I would have whooped everybody in there. Everybody caught me another case of cop murder. I caught murder in the jail on straight some bullshit. They're like, this nigga went to jail for whooping somebody, and then went to jail for murder for a nigga trying to take his shoes. You know, New York niggas is grimy, my nigga. I ain't even mad at him because I respect the shit, man. Everybody got to do what they got to do, but you're not going to sit up there and call me no gay person or no, like, I want to see your dick or no fag shit, nigga. I'm not on that shit, man. I do music, and I'm just in here just chilling, man, and you started that shit. And shout out to the security at Frank's Lounge because they all suck ass niggas with dick in the booty, and them niggas didn't want to fight nothing. Them niggas didn't want to fight nothing. We going to the strip club. I gotta go redeem myself at the strip club right now. I'm going to the strip club to redeem myself because I felt like a faggot ass nigga was talking to me. I'm going to the hood shit, the shit that I love. I'm going to this hood shit. I'm on Second and fucking, what is this shit called? I'm in Brooklyn. I'm on 2nd and 40.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you and
me. I'm in the hood spot. Fuck that, nigga. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. Hold up. I'd rather eat some pussy. I'd rather eat some prostitute pussy than fucking a gay nigga. Talking about I'm trying to see a dick. I'd rather eat some side pussy and pussy. Then fuck with a gay nigga that's talking about he's trying to keep my dick. Nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
No.
I'm ready to kill a nigga. I'm ready to really kill a nigga. You want me to come? I'm ready. I'm going to go to jail. And then, but you know what? Y'all killing spree is a little bit cooler than the harsh killing spree. I'd rather murk a nigga out here than murk a nigga back home. Because I'm getting 30 out here.
Oh,
I'm going to get about
you
9
what?
And a half out here.
Not this.
No. You know what I'm saying? The nigga trying to say I'm gay, and I called his ass out. Hey, fuck the Frank's Lounge. Nigga, and I said it. The faggot ass niggas in Frank's Lounge. All the security up there is dick in the booty motherfuckers. And you niggas is seeing the gay shit. And you niggas condone it. So you niggas gay too. And you niggas didn't want it. So fuck you niggas, man. Straight like that. Let's get back to the music. Holla. Know what I'm saying? Let's niggas talking that
music,
shit, nigga.
Let's
get back
to
this
music.
Real shit.
I'm a
that's all about that, y'all. We had to go through that, and this is the best fight, goddamn. This is the most. We should have sold this shit to MTV or something, nigga, cause we could have got paid off this shit.
World star, nigga.
I'm just keeping it real. Like, I can't do nothing but keep it real with everybody that keep it real with me, and that was some gay ass shit, and I don't condone no hate on nobody, but fuck them niggas over there. That whole club can suck a dick, nigga, straight like that. I don't give a fuck about them niggas. Straight like that, man. All right.
So please, tell us about this next track, Falling Like Leaves, man.
Man,
so we
want to
hear the next track from Moses.
Man, that's because they're falling like trees. If you hear the hook, these niggas, they lay down for anything, won't stand for shit. and these niggas falling like leaves. God damn it, you know what I'm saying? I just keep it real. I'm like reality rap times 10. So these bitch ass niggas ain't keeping it 100. I'm a 100 ass nigga all the way across the board. I don't give a fuck where I'm at, Europe, motherfucker, you know, wherever the fuck I'm at. I'm gonna just keep it 100 and tell a motherfucker you's a sucker ass nigga, or I'll fuck with you, or whatever the fuck the situation is. But majority of these niggas out here talking about they gangsta and doing nothing, they get caught, turn bitch, and fall like leaves right off the trees, and they ain't never gonna come back.
All right, so we're going to get into a phone like with Big Moses. Wayne Gang in the building.
You already know it's what it's got. Bloodline, nigga. Bloodline in the building, man.
Hey, what's your
name? He's a gangster. Moses in the building. Big Moses is actually taking over the fucking show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bloodline, up front of the gang. Wave the gang. Why the gang stand up? Maybe still in the building with us, too.
Man, you know, I keep
that Evan, Jada Tech guy. You know what I'm saying? We here, we having a ball. Let's get to these phone lines. Last question is 8410. 8410, you're live on air.
8410. I've been live, man. I keep the live. I keep the live in a motherfucker, man. I keep the reality like a motherfucker.
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing over there? I apologize for all that misconstruction, you know what I'm talking about? But I'm just a real nigga, man. And all that,
doing,
all that bullshit,
let's,
all that.
Let's get to business. Good, man. Don't worry about it. You good. We having fun, you know what I mean? It's all
hell
good.
Yeah.
That track was alright. I was feeling the first one better, but this one was still good too.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo,
I
think
that was some straight up rocking your whip type shit.
That was some what?
You know what I'm saying? That was some definitely some rock, you know what I'm saying, some blast that shit in your whip type shit, you know what I mean? Some speeding out on the highway shit. Call the police. I was definitely feeling that shit.
You got to understand, these niggas out here calling police. These niggas out here snitching like a motherfucker, man. These real niggas out here, man, it's hard for us real niggas, man, to keep in the game, you know what I'm saying? Because these fake-ass niggas out here, you know, perpetrating like they some real niggas, man, and these niggas ain't real like that, man. These niggas ain't. These niggas talk about this, that, and the other, blah, say, blah, man. I show a nigga better than I can tell a nigga off top, nigga. That's real talk. I come from the land of that land, nigga, and I represent everything that everybody tell. If you was a hustler, if you was a gangster, if you was a, you know what I'm saying, an M1 nigga and all that shit, nigga, I represent that shit, man. I'm that nigga, man. And I respect everybody, and I appreciate everything that everybody give me, man. But I just don't take no shorts, man. These niggas out here is fucking hoes, man. Telling you, man. These niggas, man, I can't wait to come across a couple of these suck-ass niggas. These niggas paying like they weighing, like bitches. I can't wait to get across a couple of these niggas. They're going to pay me like I weigh too, goddamn it.
So let me ask you,
how'd
you end up hooking up with X in the first place?
I end up hooking up with X through Dame Grease, my nigga, for life. Dame Grease, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucking platinum producer, you know what I'm saying, that does his damn thing, man, and he plugged me up with X, man, and X got a whiff of a nigga, called a nigga out. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, we became friends. It had nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, like how much I can rap or anything like that. It was just about everybody going through the struggle, and we all understand exactly what we, you know what I'm saying, what we do. It's like real nigga shit. Like, we on some real nigga shit. Like we ain't on no, oh, yeah, you can rap good, and I can profit off of you or none of that shit, nigga. It was like, the nigga didn't even know I rap, nigga, when I met him, nigga. The nigga just thought I was just a homie. And then when he heard some music, he was like, damn, my nigga, like, you do this? I'm like, that's what we do, my nigga. But it's not about that. Like, I don't give a fuck about doing no music with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather have a good friendship with a motherfucker and fuck all that other shit. I'm a real nigga, man. I do real nigga shit, and this is what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? We gonna sit down on this real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nothing to do with no music. I don't give a fuck if I ever came out in my life on no music with DMX or Game or none of that. I just know I got some two good brothers that some real niggas that got my back off rip. That's how we met up. I met up with this nigga on the Humbug, Lost Hope. He fucking shot that shit at my house, in my apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit don't mean nothing, no, man. Like, we did that shit. That's what it was. And we appreciate ourselves, man. Shouts out to Bigger, my nigga Bigger Threat, man. He do a lot of shit, too. Like, everybody is intertwined with all this shit. And that's what we do, man. We just keep it gangster, man, and keep it 100. We don't let none of this other shit get in the way with us, man. Because we got to keep it street, man. Straight like that. Y'all just witnessed that shit. No fucking, all homo, but no homo. Like, on some real shit. Like, nigga, these niggas was on some, on that one-way shit, and then I had to do this shit in front of you niggas on the, I'm like, damn, this nigga, you's the bitch. What the fuck are you talking about, man? You was on some bullshit. Like, all right, whatever. whatever. And then he kicked me out the club because security is all dick and the booty niggas and everything. So, all right, everybody's down with the same shit. So, all you niggas is dick and the booty, and that's what it is. Cool. Don't say fag and all that shit. That's cool. I don't have no problem with fags. But if you being a fag in front of me, and then you being blunt, and I don't fuck with fag shit, then you gotta respect me, nigga. And if you don't respect me, then you's a faggot ass punk bitch, and I'll kick your motherfucker ass, nigga. Straight like that. Shit, nigga. Ain't no disrespect, but you disrespecting me.
I think that's a thousand ways to apply the term faggot to me.
Man, I don't play none of that shit, man.
People want to holler at the homie. See, like, people want to holler at Big Moses. Let's get to the phone lines. Last four digits, 9178. 9178, you're live on air.
Yes, yeah.
What's good? Who this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, hey, yo, who are you?
This is the most ignorant nigga in the world, Bangy Castle. What's good?
Cooling, man.
I'm just checking in and shit. I like y'all little show. We're talking about real nigga shit. Shout out to all the real niggas that's gonna fuck a fat hoe tonight. You dig? Shout out to all the bitch girls across the world. On some real nigga shit though, like real talk. Niggas be sleeping on fat bitches. Fat bitches can cook, and fat bitches got that wet. And any real nigga. So all you stuck up some good bitches
man.
Out there, fuck all y'all.
Oh my God.
You got anything you want to say to our guest then, the Big Moses?
The Big Moses, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Appreciate you, man.
My nigga.
Appreciate
you. Fuck everybody else, man. Do you, fam.
Hell
yeah. Yo, shout out to Dan Deep, one of the illest graphic designers I've seen. Shout out to him. Thanks for calling in, homie.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, man. So, Big Moses, tell us about Homie Back, man.
Hey, man, that shit was late. Like, it was just a song, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody turned out to like that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just some real shit that I'm talking about. And everybody be, you know, acting like, you know, the West ain't got no, you know, no niggas talking about no stories and some real shit. We talking about that shit too, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate everybody that ever listened to anything that I do. Because if it wasn't for the internet, if it wasn't for, you know, the radio and everything to get my shit out there, I wouldn't be nobody. So I appreciate everything that's going on. It's just, y'all caught me in a fucked up situation, my nigga. I'm ready to murder. Y'all damn near was about to do a fucking interview with me in jail, nigga. Like, on some real shit. Like I was going to be behind the glass and type shit. Like, yeah, nigga, this nigga did 15 years because you murked a nigga in the bathroom type shit. Like, these niggas don't know this real shit. Like, I don't, everybody talk about, I'm real. I really on my mama, on everything I stand for, really on everything I stand for, everything I love, I really do that. I really bust that. I really do that. I really that nigga all the way around the border, and you can call it what you want it, nigga, and we can meet up, whatever, whoever wants to do whatever, but I'm really about that life, nigga. Like, and a lot of niggas that's not about that life, I'm cool with about that life. I sleep good at night, and I'm good. So I respect everything that anybody gives me because I'm about that fucking life, and I did a lot of fucked up shit. But at the same time, it's like, respect my gangster, man. Straight like that, man. And if you don't respect my motherfucking gangster, I'm going to make you respect my gangster, nigga. Straight like that. Straight like that, nigga.
Right,
shout out to Bigger, nigga.
To
shout out to Alex, nigga. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. We doing it big, man. Fuck them niggas, man. Let's get this money,
man. Let's get it. Let's get the phone line real quick. 810-840. You're live on Free Game Radio with Brooklyn Black. Got Big Moses in the building. Ladies, chill. Jay the Tech.
Westside, nigga. Bloodline, bitch. Faking a lot.
810.
Hey, what's going on?
What's good?
What's
who's
up?
This?
How are you?
This is Eugene from Not Blaming on the Hustle.
Hey, Eugene. How you doing?
Not much. Just getting ready to go out this evening and listening to the show.
You pre-gaming with us.
That's what's up. That's what pre-game radio is all about, see?
Eugene.
Did you hear any of the music?
Yes, I did.
Eugene, do me a favor.
What's that?
Do the butterfly two times and say the Hail Mary, nigga.
I'm not quite sure I know what that means.
I said do the butterfly. You know what the butterfly, the dance
yeah.
is, and then
okay.
and then do the Hail Mary, do the cross on the forehead and the cross around the chest. Do the butterfly, and then you all win. Everybody wins. See what I'm saying? I'm like, I love it. Like,
oh,
that's what I'm in. I'm just a funny ass nigga. And I appreciate Eugene calling in, man. I'm pretty sure I met him, too.
Yeah, I was there when you came into the offices for sure.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in, too.
Absolutely. I just wanted to. Have everyone like our page. It's Blame It on the Hustle. If you Google Blame It on the Hustle, it's the second thing that will pop up. Also like us on Twitter. It's BIOTH_. We are doing some great things at the Blame It on the Hustle offices.
Thank you.
Definitely, go check it out. Blame It on the Hustle on Facebook at BIOTH_ on Twitter. Follow them, you know I do. And keep up, you know, updates on the movie, things like that, the soundtrack, everything like that. Eugene, you got any other shout outs for to get about it?
No.
Eugene, you gotta do the butterfly and the Hail Mary one time.
I'm on my way out the door to do it right now.
Yeah, you know what you gotta do?
I'm gonna do the butterfly all the way down.
Moses.
Say that again?
You gotta record yourself doing it, then send it to Big Moses.
No, don't send it to me, my brother.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I've been
oh, no.
listening to the conversation.
Send that shit to Alex. Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, send that shit to Alex. She will get it to me. Don't do that. Keep it 100. I fucks with you.
To send it to Lady Steele.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
and then you see me on the, then you see me in traffic and you just give me a high five. Don't fucking touch me, right? You know, I'm just fucking with you. See, I'm saying like I got jokes, man. You know what I'm saying? I just crack jokes. It ain't no big deal. But for real, don't touch me. I'm just playing. But don't. I appreciate you calling in. I swear to God, I appreciate you calling in, and it's nothing. And I got people from the West Coast and everybody listening in on this. I appreciate you calling in.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Yeah, all the way from the north to the east to the west, nigga. You know, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'm at the PP. Y'all know where that's at? It's on 3rd. Y'all know where I'm at, man. Stop playing. I'm telling everybody where I'm at right now. I'm on 3rd and whatever, 2nd and still. Where I'm at? You know where I'm at.
You're in Central Park.
Yeah, I'm at PP's, nigga. Pussy popping.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I told you to go. I'm not the last time.
She told me not to come here, and it's fucking fire. I love this spot. This is like the hood shit. This is like the shit I fuck with. It's like fire and shit.
I know.
I love this shit. It's all like right. So many big booty Spanish women. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's why I took on that to go. I have booty envy.
I'm eating pussy tonight. I'm sorry. I'm just playing.
She got booty envy. All right, we're going to get into the next Rick Moses track. Hold me back on pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Brought to you by Amnon.com. Mention pregame radio, you know, you get one of their business packages. You know, you get my discount, so definitely want to check them out. That's AMNA.net, all right? And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
talking assault rifles, man, putting in work. That's the hand I was dealt. How you gon' judge or even have an opinion on where I'm from? You ain't been there. Niggas come to my hood, deer in the headlights. Let's get it understood. My niggas make headlines. Bunker head and kick doors. In and out of town with them bricks on the floor. A nigga sell his soul. Soon as the boys hit the dough, hoes pass a real nigga up just to take the dough. You can't blame her. We the ones tricking. We get it how we live it. If we get it, then we spin it. If I said it, then I'm in it. These niggas set tripping. That's the life of a hood nigga. I live in it. I'ma just do me. Handle my business. Stay sucker free. That's why I keep winning. You dig? Nigga. Spinning. I'm not gonna let nobody hold me back. They said I would not make it and I would not last. Now being broke in the state of the past. Just smile at you haters land. I'm not gonna let nobody hold me back. They said I would not make it and I would not last. Now being broke in the state of the past. Now I'm laughing to the bank with cash. How hard do you wanna be? You wanna be the illest, realest, drug dealers. Do a life in prison. How rich do you wanna get? Making bets. Your ass can't cast and somebody murders your ass. Just asking, cause it can happen that fast. All because of the swag, got you in that jag. Dolo. Now they cop your ass. She got you a toe tag and your mama is sad. Slow down, but you didn't wanna miss and got too hot in the kitchen and you got your ass burnt. Oh well, that's the hand you were dealt. Instead of earning respect, disrespect yourself. Never give up, head straight to the top. Who said a real motherfucker can't make it off the block? You did. I'm not gonna let nobody hold me back. They said I would not make it and I would not last. Now being broke in the thing of the past. Just smile at you haters and laugh. I'm not gonna let nobody.
Pre-game radio, we're back in the building. Now it is time. Before we get back into the swing of things, like I just want to give a shout out to Amazon.net. Definitely doing the damn thing. And now we're going to have another caller get on the line. Last four digits, 3420. You're live on pre-game radio. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from. Yo.
Calling from Las Vegas, man.
All right, what's good? Vegas in the building.
Hey, man, I want to give a big shout-out to Big Mo, man. I got mad love. Don't nobody know what's up with that big fight, man. I got mad love for the fight, man. And I want to say you inspire me, Mo. Big Mo is up in this motherfucker, dog. I'm watching you, and I know you about to do something real furious and serious, dog. Hey, you inspire me, man. Don't nobody know about that toilet paper, man, boy. But I do, homie. And I'm going to say, I got love for you. I got love for the fans. And I'm watching you, and I'm inspired by you. Nigga, I couldn't even rap until I heard some of your shit. Now, I want to be a rapper, nigga, and I'm almost old as fuck. I just want to say love. Woo woo from the Juggalos, dog. Woo woo.
Hi, most thanks for calling in, homie. I might even get back into some more, another toilet paper man one more time, just for you, homie.
Yup, yup, peace. All
right.
I need to have things like that.
Burn, you know, that's energy right there. You know, that's a fair right there for your ass. But we're going to get into our fitness session with Jay the Tech Guy. Jay, whenever you're ready, man.
All right, we ready?
There's no idea.
All right. First of all, I'm going to say that I ain't no dietitian. I ain't no personal trainer or fitness professional. I'm just a fitness enthusiast. All right. But I learned a few things ever since I started my little fitness journey. Now, the average person, what do they think about when you ask them about fitness? Most people think about, do I feel healthy? Is my body falling apart? Do I get sick easy? Well, today I'm here to tell you that's not fitness. To be considered fit, you got to consume the proper diet and exercise regularly. Exercise could be a great many things. When I say exercise regularly, I don't necessarily mean lift weights, because muscles alone don't equal fitness. All right? There's a misconception with all of that. And a lot of people don't know this, but America is like the fattest country in the world. That's real shit. Like, it's serious. And the reason for that, well, in most, like, just like most other industrialized nations, people don't maintain their proper diet. They'd rather, like, step out to McDonald's and get fast food instead of bringing some food from home, you know, and they don't really consume healthy food, you know. Diet and exercise is not, like, a priority in people's life. So a lot of that is caused just by the amount of fast food that people consume. But a lot of it is also caused by, like, sugary sports drinks and juice, fruit juices. Like, if you look at the average fruit juice, they fool you. They tell you it's 100% juice and everything like that. But if you look on the back, you see ingredients like high fructose corn syrup and a whole bunch of other shit that you don't even know what it is. Truthfully, if you can't read it or you don't know what it is when you read it, you probably shouldn't be consuming it. You know, like McDonald's has a lot of unhealthy byproducts and stuff like that in there. You know, things that are not found in nature, things that are definitely not good for your body. You know, and it's all contributing to America's bad health. So, you know,
basically, I think America's love affair with bacon is a big thing. Like, donut bacon cheeseburgers are the reason why we have an obese problem.
This is true, but this is definitely true. But sugar, that's like our number one killer right there. All the sugar that's in everything that they feed us. I mean, that's why the mayor, he's going about it all wrong by, you know, telling people they can't have a certain size soft drink. People really have to, like, control themselves. But the sugar is, like, it's, like, one of the main things that's messing us all up, you know? There's a lot of sugar in everything, and it's making us fat. It's really doing a number on us and everything like that. Let me talk to you about the obesity problem for just a second. Like, obesity has increased. It's like one of the major health issues in the recent decades. Like 35% of adults in America are obese today. You know? And basically obesity has been, like, cited as contributing the major factor to approximately 100,000 to 400,000 deaths a year in the United States, and increased health care expenditures costing society about an estimated $117 billion in, you know, in direct preventative diagnostic treatment services and related to weight. And indirect absenteeism, loss of future earnings, and, you know, due to premature death. So, like, basically, like, it makes people miss work because they get sick. It makes people die early. So, you know, like, say you're an employer and you could have made, you know, more money with this employee. This employee dies early because they're too fat and they have a heart attack. You know, you just lost revenue, and nobody really cares, because then, you know, it's like, ah, that's a loss for life. But what people don't understand is it is basically it's affecting the whole country, you know, as a whole. Like, there's a lot of other countries that are doing a whole lot better than us on this. Like, I could tell you the world over, America's number one, while, say, Germany is number 43 on the list. That's pretty far down when you think about how many countries and stuff there are, you know? Like, yeah, but if you want to talk about just the countries that, say, where English is, like, the dominant, you know, language and the, you know, dominant culture, well, like, it's United States, then New Zealand, then Australia, United Kingdom, Ireland. Like, when people come over here from Switzerland, they actually take simple things like peanut butter home. Do you know why? Because our peanut butter tastes better. But do you know why it tastes better? Because it has a whole lot of sugar in it. Like, if you get it from over there, Americans probably won't even be able to eat it. It'd probably be nasty to us because, you know, simply put, it just has a whole lot of sugar and stuff in it. Like, that, like, sugar is the main thing that's making us, like, all overweight. Like, if you want to be healthier, you got to start by walking a little more, definitely drinking water. Like, you should, on average, be drinking at least 8 glasses of water a day. But the average person doesn't do that. You know, so basically, eat something green, drink some water, and walk when you could take the elevator, you know, take the stairs. And, you know, you'll basically be on the right track. I could go on and on, but it's a whole lot that's really into it. So we're going to wrap it up there.
All right, we're going to get to the phone lines real quick. Last 4 digits, 0054, 0054, you're live on the air.
0054. What it do? It's the kid, Frankie, man. Want to shout out Big Moses all the way from Arizona. Bang, you know what I'm saying? Dang, Grease, bang, bang. You already know what it do. Kid Frankie, run that toilet paper man one time, man.
All right, here we go. One more time, toilet paper man. Big Moses.
Yeah, that's
building.
Bang, bang.
We'll be right back.
Kidding on you niggas, bring the toilet paper man. Do we got the bang? 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 Do we got the bang?
Bring the toilet paper, man. Don't you niggas bring the
once again, Toilet Paper Man by Big Moses. Say, you know, I'm, you know, since you got the West and the building, West holding it down, you know, on Big Game Radio, big shout out to Emma doing the damn thing, making apps, websites, all that stuff. You need to definitely check them out online. to the West, I feel like I'm going to play some pop, you know, and it's that, you know, that's just what I feel like doing. So shout out to the West, shout out to Arizona. Definitely live on the check and still running the chat room. They're definitely live on the call queue. So shout out to the West, shout out to the South also on the check in. We'll be right back.
I ain't
suck
got
ass.
No motherfucker.
So I fucked
friend.
Your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bringin' to first off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at them fools. You know the rules. Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real G's. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. So fuck peace. I let them niggas know it's on for life. Don't let the West Side ride tonight. Bad boy murdered on wax and kill. Fuck with me and get your cap peeled. You know, see, grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up. Check it out, you motherfuckers know what time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you.
Get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank Wright need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderer, and I ain't never heard of ya. Poisonous cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker in the fucking block, I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit them up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit them up. We probably do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living bummy, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it in smell. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from NEW Jersey with plenty murders occurs. No point to come. We bring the drama to all you heard. Not to check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your knees. Copping pleases, these scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Get your little Junior Wapa click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crash and mash through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shots, cock lock, see you not. Outlaw, mafia click, moving up another notch. In your box, top spots, get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Use a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser. About to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke, with low season and a choke. Don't smoke, we ain't no motherfucking joke. Dog like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up. Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too.
Sleep Game Radio, 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black, Lady Still, Jada Tech Guy. You know, in all the hype and all of that energy of motherfucking Big Moses, you know, we got another track, another brand new track from Danny Southside also. this one is called I Miss My Gun. It seems like everybody now, it's summer, it's hot outside. Niggas are losing their minds. But we got to definitely get into it, see what we think about it. 347-857-4302. Shout out to So Fresh, 2150, still rocking with us, pulling it down for the Wave Gang. And shout out to everyone who's tagging me on Facebook, liking the post. You guys, TV business tonight. It's like the first show that feels great. Thank you guys for rocking. Here's this new Danny Southside joint. I Miss My Gun on Pre-Game Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's summer, right? What's up?
Get with it and get low.
I miss my gun.
Yeah,
I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun. I miss my gun. I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun.
All black ski masks, pump shiny with ski masks. On the dance floor, dead sits to bring those ski masks. Why? 'Cause when I'm on a move and I'm driving fast, they can identify the gunner that dropped your way. Bitch back down, I ain't shooting in the ground. The only nigga that's running is you, clown. I'm too hot, written the freestyles. One ball, leave from face to floor, like Pacquiao. Now you gon' feel a rap of a YG. This is one flute flow, but no bottle beat. Bump shotty, make him jump like Chris and get crossed out like the name on a list. Left him butt naked like a chick that's thrifty. Wanted to play pussy, so he had to show the dick. I turn him to a ghost, no sound beat. Put him in a black bag, no hefty. He was trying to be a right, no lefty. Talking by about his ice like Wayne Gretzky. Come up off that glow or get wet, G. Click, clack, black. Take that, and if you thought that I wasn't gonna blow, then you done suck a bleach.
Yeah. I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun. I miss my gun. I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun.
All I need in this life, I say, is me and my gun friend. Down the ride to the very end, it's me and my gun friend. All I need in this life, I say, is me and my gun friend. Down the ride to the very end, it's me and my gun friend. Me and my gun friend.
I miss my gun.
Yeah.
I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun. I miss my gun. I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun.
My time is now, nigga, my time is now. And I'ma keep on going up. Why y'all niggas stay down? Exit the atmosphere. And if I play my cards right, I blow you flesh. I'm like, yeah, man, let's get it clear. Take on that smooth, 'cause it's like they bury it white. Alright, open your mug. Man, that madness itself is back, better show with some love. Y'all niggas better fall back and get hit with a slug. Be a double OD, even fuck with the cuz. Try to go against me and get washed in your blood. From my B-I-G-G-U-N, duh. The fear pain I bring is just like when it rain. And when your joints start to crack and your muscles tighten, man, yeah.
I miss my gun.
Yeah.
I miss my gun.
'Cause every time we used to chill together, we always had fun.
I miss my gun.
$100 bills, look at me, look at me. $100 bills, look at me. $50 bills, look at me, look at me. $50 bills, look at me. Hater in the crowd, if you see him, point him out. Hey. Hater in the crowd, if you see him, point him out. Hey. Hater in the crowd, if you see him, point him out. Hey. Point him out. Hey. Point him out.
I smell a hater. 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 I smell a hater.
Racks,
Big Game Radio in building 347-857-4302. We are pretty much getting ready to wrap up. Get up out of here, get ready for tomorrow's show, tune in tomorrow night. Same time, 10 o'clock, we're going to have more music. We have music from Spoda out of Long Island. We're going to have Comfort Joyce from our Rock and Cali artists. You know, it's going to be a great show. Probably came out of madness, you guys, it's been nice. So, big shout out to everyone who came through. Big Moses, Eugene, everybody from the El Burner click, everyone who's been locking in the chat room. So, Fresh 2150, all the guests. of course, big shout out to Portable. Definitely rocking out with us. Let's see. Miss Steele, anything else you got going on?
I want to shout out whoever's on Facebook IMing because I hear that sound in the background. But, yeah, you're not low at all. But I enjoyed myself even throughout the weather and horrible connections. Turned out to be pretty damn good season premiere. Just, you know, I was recently hacked, so everybody has to follow me again at Lady Steele on Twitter. And like the Blame It On The Hustle fan page. Until tomorrow night, my friend.
Get it, take off.
I got no shout-outs. I just want to say what's up to everybody that came through and rocked with us. As you know, pregame is one big family. I got some creative projects in the work, and I'm going to announce them in the, you know, in the near future. And this will be where I announce them at. On that note, later.
Alright, and of course, you know, like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. And as always, like I always say, ladies and gentlemen, talk to your fool, rap your tool, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam, arrive alive, don't drink and drive, and it's going to be raining. If you ain't got to go out, don't go out. But if you must, Temptations in Brooklyn, remember everyone free until 1 o'clock. So if you try to go get there now, you know what I'm saying?
They all had in the Third Avenue, wherever Moses is, to go.
Or you can go to PP's and you can run into Big Moses over there.
Say whatever he might
do. You know
do.
What I'm saying? But, you know, just don't approach him on no gate shit because he's going to bite you in the club. once again, big shout out to everyone who rocks with us. I'm going to give you guys some Johnny Swagger, a.k.a. Fuego Bravo, before a couple of weeks back, and that's what BT definitely tore the house down. As you always, let's shout to TGO, Leaky Beeman, definitely holding it down, and we're going to get up out of here. This is our story show. We out.
Yeah, Fuego on that beat. Shout out to all my damn South niggas. GME, what's up? TGO. I be on my stuntin' shit. Leaky know how I do. Got one hand around the bottle, one around the model. Photo shoot fresh, looking like I hit the lotto. I be with some bad bitches, far from your average Hollywood smell. They could pass with some actresses. Beauty with the brains, yeah, they tryna get they masses. Hope that's rosé that you pouring in them glasses. Room full of women seeking my attention. Maybe it's the swag, or maybe it's just these denims, or maybe it's the pockets and what I keep up in them. But I don't trust these hoes, so I don't deal with them. Man, I bring my own divas, fixing Fuego kittens. Bitches that'll listen and know what's they positions. Yeah, they keep their mouths shut, won't be speaking on my business if they keep Poppy happy. Mike random three wishes.
Happy on my stash, yeah.
shutdown sequence.